AM this morning, we are talking with Joe Brin, a Vietnam veteran and a member of Oscoda Legion Riders. Good morning again, Joe.
Hey, good morning, Deborah. Thank you so much for having us on this morning.
Oh, you are so welcome. We're talking about a huge event, which is coming up July 8th, 9th, and 10th at the Oscoda Wordsmith Airport. It's Operation LZ Michigan. So first of all, Joe, tell us what that means. What is Operation LZ Michigan?
Well, Operation LZ Michigan is a term many a Vietnam veteran will understand. LZ stands for landing zone, and as a Huey Gunner and crew chief myself, and we're all those temporary landing zones that they would set up for us to go in to pick up the troops or to set the troops down, those were called landing zones. And sometimes it would just be a rice paddy, or they would be a area where there was a few trees missing, or sometimes they'd actually make those into landing zones by dropping 500-pound bombs to knock the trees down, and then therefore you would have a landing zone.
And coming up July 8th through the 10th, it's Operation Landing Zone, or LZ, Michigan. This is really a celebration of veterans and a welcome home to our Vietnam veterans, correct?
That's correct. You know, I, as a Vietnam veteran, I know what our Vietnam veterans were subject to when they returned home, you know, those 40-plus years ago. And many of those still harbor those scars and memories of coming to the airport and being called names and spat upon. And in my case, I was actually rushed to a back room and told to get out of my uniform and change to my civilian clothes so that protesters in the airport would not know that I was returning from Vietnam. That's how bad it was for these guys coming back. And I think it's time that we right that wrong and let these people know that, you know, we welcome them back. We not just me, all these veterans that have these scars, these memories, to say thank you for their service.
And way overdue to say thank you. So we're going to do that July 8th, 9th, and 10th, again at the Oscoda Wordsmith Airport. We've got lots of events that are going to be happening over that weekend. But before we get to all of that, Joe, let's talk about donations, because to put something like this on, it takes a lot of sponsors, it takes a lot of money, and you guys are a bit short of your goal right now.
Oh, absolutely. This is, there are several key elements to this event that drove the cost up. And one of those is bringing in that restored flyable Vietnam helicopter, which to me is vital for the healing that must go on for some of these Vietnam veterans, to have that aircraft actually here, to be able to see it, to be able to touch it, to be able to hear it ride or run, and to actually, in some cases, go up in it in flight. So that in itself was close to $22,000. So you can see that our budget is no small potatoes. It was quite large just for the one item. And look at all the things that we were throwing in there. And it's all open and free to the public.
Right. And some of those things, not only the American Huey 369, if you become a member, you can take that flight on that actual Huey. And it did fly in Vietnam.
That's correct. Yeah. It is a restored helicopter that was brought back from Vietnam in its heyday. It was damaged, brought back here, and rather than send it back to Vietnam, it was given to a unit later on to the National Guard. And then soon afterwards, it was ended up in a museum. And then this group of dedicated veterans, many of them Vietnam veterans, found this aircraft, restored it to flyable condition, meeting the FAA requirements. So it does fly.
Not only that, you're going to have the Michigan Tribute Wall as part of the weekend. Military vehicle displays, guest speakers, vendors, memorabilia displays, and... Are you still looking for more riders, motorcycle riders, to help bring the wall to the Oscoda Airport?
Absolutely. This is a, much like last year, it's an open escort, open to all motorcycle riders. Any make and model. Lineup will start around 11:30, 12 o'clock, with kickstands up at 1 o'clock, and they will escort that wall, just like we did last year for the larger wall, along US 23 through Tawas, East Tawas, through Asabo to F-41, turning north on F-41 and coming directly into the base and be set up at the event site where the wall was set up last year.
And we start at 11:30, kickstands up at the Veterans Memorial Park in Tawas City. Is that correct?
That's correct. At 1 o'clock, kickstands up, so they will depart exactly at 1 o'clock.
Okay, so you can line up at 11:30, depart at 1 o'clock from Veterans Memorial Park, U.S. 23 in Tawa City. Any motorcycle riders who would like to be part of that can certainly do that, and you don't even have to call and let them know you're coming. Just be there about 11:30 for the lineup at Tawas Veterans Memorial Park. That will be on July 8th. Now, if you'd like more information about anything that's going to be happening during Operation LZ Michigan, July 8th through the 10th at Oscoda Wurtsmith Airport, you can log on to the website operationlzmichigan.org if you would like to donate or maybe become a sponsor. You can get more information on that website as well. And you're going to have some great entertainment with Lynn Roberts and Letters from Home.
That's correct. We just added another entertainer for Saturday from 11 till noon, Kelly Trudeau. She's a Michigan native, a singer and songwriter, actually a member of Rolling Thunder Motorcycle Group, very avid and patriot of helping to raise money for veterans. She'll be here from 11 to 12, singing a lot of patriotic songs. And then from 1 o'clock till about 2 o'clock, we'll have Senate Floor Majority Leader Senator Kyle will be here doing an official lapel pinning. Vietnam lapels will be offered to all Vietnam veterans who are in attendance, and their family members will be able to participate in that. And we will officially pin them at the same time during that ceremony. Kelly will sing the national anthem and then end that ceremony with her very own song called The Sound of Hope, which was written for American Huey 369.
Oh, wow. Fantastic. So it's all happening July 8th through the 10th. Everybody is welcome. Free admission, free parking. Bring the whole family. Operation LZ Michigan, welcome home. And thank you for your service to Vietnam veterans and all veterans. Again, free and open to everybody. You can get a full schedule of events, get more information, and donate at OperationLZMichigan.org. Joe Brenn of the Oscoda Legion Riders and a Vietnam veteran, how about we talk maybe one more time before the event and just remind everybody that it is coming very, very soon.
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to do that because we're still adding things. We've got a couple more things in the wind. We're hoping to be able to iron those out today that we'll be able to announce. And again, all these things are free and open to the public. Right. There might be a minor charge for one or two, especially for riding the Huey. But this is a family fun, family filled outing. Bring the kids because they will love to see these aircraft, these weapons, these vehicles, and actually see some infantry troops sleeping in tents right there for the weekend, and exactly how they did it in Vietnam.
Well, it's going to be a great weekend, and it is way overdue. Thank you, and welcome home, Vietnam veterans, Operation LZ Michigan, July 8th through the 10th. Log on to OperationLZMichigan.org. Joe, we're going to talk to you again very soon. Again, thank you for your service, my friend, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having us on, Deborah Michaels. And please, folks, if you can spare a dollar or two, give us a call because we can sure use that money.
Yep, and you can call Joe at 906-2155. Get more information on donating at OperationLZMichigan.org. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Deb. And please, listeners, come on out. It's going to be a great, great weekend.